Welcome to Politically Crowded. I'm Tony Haslidge, the host. Before we begin, quick word of advice. The opinions stated here are simply opinions, and that of the person who says them, not of the station, and not of the owners of the station. To my left, Jeremy Hudgens. He is a current DJ, former something or other.
Business director.
Yeah, and now he is our biggest wrestling fan.
Yes, that is me.
Okay, next to him is Jacob Rigo. He works at the Duck Factory plant.
Duct tape, maybe?
Tape thing, yeah. And to my right is Nate Obrell, the University Partnership Representative for Student Senate.
Hooray.
Yay.
Hello.
Now, I'm wondering, should we do like we did with the Super Bowl episode and have them wait until the first break?
No.
Oh, we'll get right into it right now.
Get right into it.
Okay, so WrestleMania 22 was on Sunday, April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
How many matches do we have there?
11.
11 matches. So I guess since Jeremy's a resident wrestling guy here, he can basically let us know what's up.
All right. In my estimation, I thought WrestleMania 22 was... I'll tell you what, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it an 8.5, close to 9. It was one of the better pay-per-views of this year. Usually WrestleMania is. There wasn't really any huge surprises other than something we'll get into in a little bit. Two actually big surprises, which we'll get into in just a bit. But there really wasn't any celebrities there, with the exception of Joe Theismann, and I'm not taking away from Joe Theismann, but usually they'll have one of the celebrities actually come out to the ring or something and kind of, you know, interact with the crowd or whatnot. Joe Theismann was there. I think that's the only, am I wrong? That was the only big superstar that was there that they mentioned. But it was a good pay-per-view just for you fans at home. If you wanted to know who your winners and losers are, we'll just go from the bottom to the top. Tori Wilson defeated Candice Michelle in the Playboy pillow fight. Really, it wasn't a pillow fight. It was somewhat of a wrestling match, which was kind of cool. There was some HLA spots.
There was not even a pillow used in it at all.
Yeah, I don't think there was a pillow used in it at all, which was kind of good. You know, it was a kind of wrestling, which was kind
of
cool.
Was none of the Hefners there?
No, Hefner. You know, we thought he'd show up, but he didn't.
Not even his daughter?
No, they made no mention of Hugh Hefner.
Wow.
Boogeyman defeated Booker T and Charmel. That was probably the entertainment match of the night, other than Tori Wilson and Candice Michelle for the TNA factor.
I find it kind of funny that those two big men were afraid of the Boogeyman.
Charmel's a girl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's his wife, yeah.
Really? I thought, Jackie, whose wife is that?
Jet's gonna just Charlie Haas's wife.
Oh, see, I'm out of the loop.
Yeah. Mickey James defeated Trish Stratus. What was funny about this match, and Jake, you can back me up on this because I know it's true, is that people started booing Trish Stratus. They wanted Mickey James, and Mickey James is the proverbial bad girl in this situation. We're starting to cheer Mickey every time she hit Trish, and really the match was pretty solid, right, Jay?
Yeah, that's good.
And the match was solid. There was only really one botched move. Mickey went for the Stratus faction and missed the rope, which people kind of called horse crap on, but...
kind of also looked like... Maybe Trish is, like, they're playing off Trish's knee buckle because she did kick her in the knee.
That's true, too. Maybe they'll play it off like that. But other than that, it was a great match. She did win with the Mickey kick, which is pretty much the chick kick. The curtain jerker was the...
I'm just glad that Trish lost.
Yeah, we're happy that Trish lost. It's been a long time coming. The tag team match was the curtain jerker. Kane and Big Show defeated Chris Masters and Carlito. You know, Kane and Big Show, they're pretty big. They're pretty big guys. So we knew that they were going to beat the crap out of them. So that was actually a really good match, I thought. Just for an opener, it was a little bit slow, but that's what you need, especially for an opening match. You need to kind of, you know, the psychology of it is that you need to build up to your main events. So it was a good good tag team match. Something that I hated was that John Bradshaw Layfield defeated Chris Benoit, and he is the new United States champion, which I think is crap, because a year ago, JBL was world champion, got defeated by John Cena, and then a year later, he's going for a title lower than that.
Yeah.
Didn't understand why they had him win.
And then pay-per-view before that, he also jobbed out to the Boogeyman, so it's like, hey, job out to the Boogeyman, here's a title.
Yeah, job out to the Boogeyman, here's a title. The Undertaker, of course, 14-0 at WrestleMania now, defeated Mark Henry in a casket match. For a second there, Mark Henry wasn't leaping off his feet. Undertaker was giving him an offense, and nothing was going on. But Undertaker, of course, not jobbing out to a piece of crap like Mark Henry. So Undertaker wins. Rob Van Dam won the Money in the Bank ladder match, which pitted Rob Van Dam, Shelton Benjamin, and Ric Flair versus Matt Hardy, Finlay, and
Bobby Lashley.
That actually, when you have six guys in the ring, usually that's considered a train wreck, because you're just going to have a whole bunch of stuff go on, botched moves, whatever. But Ric Flair, they pulled the whole thing where he actually got injured. It scared me for a second because I really thought he injured himself, but he was fine, and that kind of made me mad. But, you know, because Flair's old. He's like 60. You know, he took this huge spill off the top of a ladder, so we thought he was dead. We thought he was dead.
The only good dream.
But it was actually a really good match. Rob Van Dam definitely deserving the Money in the Bank ladder match. So we'll find out when he has a year to cash that in. Means he can fight the champion anytime he wants to. Of course, last year Edge winning that. Edge defeated Mick Foley in a hardcore match. All I've got to say is wow. Foley reverted as Cactus Jack. To begin the match, Foley came out with a black
black flannel,
which normally he wears red. Everybody's like, what's going on? Until Edge tried to spear him, and then Edge started holding his shoulder. After that, he took off the black flannel, and we found out that Foley wrapped his waist in barbed wire, and Edge put his shoulder into the barbed wire, which was actually kind of funny. I've never seen anything like that. Thumbtacks were used, which was always good. Barbed wire baseball bat aplenty. They used that quite a bit in the match, didn't they? A flaming table. That's actually what ended the match, is that the table was on fire. The weird thing is that we thought he was going to light Foley on fire because he actually started dousing him in lighter fluid. That was great.
I thought that Mick was going to retire from wrestling. At least that.
Well,
wrestling.
You know, Foley always says that he's going to do that, but it seems like every WrestleMania, when they need to put somebody over, like Edge as a heel, they put Foley into the match, and he just kind of makes them look really good, and Foley's okay with that. Shawn Michaels defeated Mr. McMahon in a no-holds-barred match, and I wish the DX theme was playing right now, because Shawn Michaels definitely reverted back to the old Shawn Michaels, the Shawn Michaels of old, I should say, doing the crotch chops, doing the DX symbol. He was a different guy that night. It was really nice to see some old school Shawn Michaels. It was definitely great to have that match. Actually, Vince started bleeding pretty heavily from the head.
Ooh.
at camera angle, they showed like he had got cut, and after that happened, like you just seen like it wasn't that it started blotting, it was dripping, and he probably lost a good bit of blood from the top of his head.
Wow.
But the match ended up where Shawn Michaels won. And they were carting Vinnie Mac out, and Vinnie Mac was holding up the middle finger. I tell you what, that was, and they got a shot of that on WWE.com, and I tell you what, that is probably one of the funnier pictures that they got that night. We'll talk about this next match last. Rey Mysterio actually winning the belts, defeating Kurt Angle and Randy Orton. I didn't think that Rey Mysterio was going to win. I expected Randy Orton to win the title. I thought that they would have a heel beat the two faces. A lot of people liked it. I was cruising on some wrestling message boards earlier this morning. A lot of people didn't because they think that Mysterio's kind of riding the coattails of the passing of Eddie Guerrero. And so a little bit of mixed reviews on that. I'm just kind of, like I said, and Jake says this too, is that I'm just wowed that Mysterio won it. In this last match, John Cena defeated Triple H, and a lot of people thought that Cena was going to drop the belt just because it was Triple H. Now, the reasoning behind this, and I can understand it a little bit, is that Triple H has a Triple H baby coming on the way. It's going to have a big schnoz, man. His nose is going to be huge.
Oh, so
because
like,
his mother's nose is huge, and so is daddy's. I think, like, it's going to be, like, little face, all nose.
Oh, God.
It's like those nasal allergy commercials.
Yes.
Nasal neck.
Yes.
I say, like, the old quotes, like,
but
oh, this is like little baby, little cute. That looks just like your little sheep.
The funny thing about this is, like, Triple H and John Cena both had their little entrances before their entrances. Triple H came up from the ground, sitting in this monstrosity of a throne, and had, like, this crown on his head and this necklace, and, like, he almost came out, like, he had his tights on, but he came out in a loincloth, too.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, God.
Which was, and, like, Motorhead started singing, "I am the King of Kings," and I'm going,
I was thinking,
I thought that was a new theme song. And, you know, I thought, well, he's coming out all flashy. Maybe, just maybe, he might win. But, and actually, the crowd actually started turning on Cena, and Cena is what the good guy. People were starting to boo him every time. And it was funny, there was a part in the match where they were trading back and forth punches. Mm-hmm. And every time Cena would punch and hit, the crowd would go, boo. And every time Triple H would hit, they'd go yay. So, like, it was like, boo, yay, boo, yay, boo, yay, 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 boo. You know, it was kind of funny.
We will rock you. Sweet.
Yeah, kind of, something like that, you know. And Cena even admitted this. He's not that great of a wrestler, but he'll knuckle up. And if anybody had seen the post-game show that they had on WWE.com, Cena kind of let the crowd get under his skin. He was starting to show a little bit of the frustration. So, but, you know, the fans can make you or break you, especially in the wrestling business. So, who knows? They might have Cena go on a mean streak for a while, which I think might be good for him. That's all of the WrestleMania matches. That's the whole card there. Overall, like I said, it was a great pay-per-view. I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. The only reason why the 8.5 is because the two people that I thought were going to be champion aren't, and that kind of made me scratch my head. But overall, it was a good feeling. It was definitely rejuvenated wrestling that night, because wrestling had, you know, especially since, you know, Vince kind of bought every wrestling promotion,
Is he on ECW yet?
No, he's had ECW for 4 years.
Holy crap.
The only one he doesn't have is TNA, and that's run by Jeff Jarrett. Which, it's funny, because Jerry Jarrett is now defunct from... Jerry Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett started NWA TNA. And Jerry Jarrett, which is Jeff Jarrett's daddy, has nothing to do with them anymore, and now he's given talent to the WWE, which I think is hilarious.
Wow.
So, wrestling is a very interesting business. But like I said, getting back to WrestleMania 22, thought it was a great pay-per-view.
How much was it offhand?
$50.
Wow. I remember it was $29.90. I remember back in WrestleMania when they were still in single digits, it was $20.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and I remember getting a pay-per-view for, it was like pay-per-views were $14.99 or $14.95. Then they were $19.95. Now I think a regular pay-per-view is what, 35? Is it $39.95 or $35.95?
Yeah, I want to say it's $34.95 now.
$34.95. WrestleMania is $49.95.
You can get movies for $4 now.
Right. So I mean, now, you know,
then again, you can get a boxing match you pay $50 for.
You don't know how many rounds
you want to see. And it could just be two hits, knockout. There goes your
$50
at least with WrestleMania being 4 hours, you spend your $50, you get your money's worth.
Yeah, you do. It was a great match. It was a lot of fun to watch. The Gold Dust theme was playing a little bit earlier. We forgot to talk about Oprah Dust.
Yeah,
they did this promo that was so funny. Right before the Boogeyman Booker T match, they had Booker T and Charmel walking down the hallway. And who did he meet up with first?
He met up first with Paul Burchill, who is now a pirate. And he was sitting there with his sword.
Swashbuckling.
And then he walked next and he saw... He saw Snitsky.
Wasn't it Ted DiBiase and Eugene? Weren't they doing that whole thing and then he walked by and then found Snitsky?
Yeah, it was Ted DiBiase and Eugene. Ted DiBiase was having a bet with Eugene that he could dribble the ball 100 times without missing, and he would give him $100, but when Eugene got close to 100, he kicked the ball away and beat the
It was great, though, because they did that on Saturday Night Main Event, like, back in, like, 89.
Yeah.
Did you see the Saturday Night Main Event that was on a couple weeks ago?
I didn't get to.
I did.
But Jake did, so do you want to talk about a little bit about that then, since I didn't see it?
I mean, it was the first one in 15 years.
Yeah, it was pretty cool from what I understand.
I don't know. I thought it was alright. I thought it honestly could have been better. I was like, do you want to watch this, but it's all just... I know it's the build-up WrestleMania. I don't know, just like... The main event versus main event match being the opening match, I thought that was kind of... But it played out good because they had them all pretty much go after each other. There was, like, no teamwork, really. And in the end, I think, John Cena won. Big surprise. And the only really good thing I liked was Mickie James finally went full-fledged with her heel turn and took out Trish Stratus and everything else. It was okay. The Shane McMahon-Michaels match, that was all right.
Didn't he do, like, a Van Terminator?
Yeah, he did a Van Terminator again. And, you know, they left Michaels beaten just to build up WrestleMania again. That was all it was.
And Michaels got his redemption. I had an idea with doing Saturday Night Main Event, is I think they should do it once a month. Right before a pay-per-view, you do a Saturday Night Main Event to hype up, you put more storyline going into that next night. I think it would be great. I don't know. See, the only thing is, I don't know how the WWE works and if they actually get in there the day before and set up, or if they have to, like, get up at, like, butt early in the morning and set up.
Right.
I know with how the set that they used for WrestleMania, they had to have had at least 2 days to get in there and do it, because
they were there for at least a week though in Chicago, so...
They hung up a ton of stuff. They hung up these banners of, like, every superstar that's in the company. And they were huge banners. And, you know, that doesn't take 2 seconds. You know, you gotta set those things, unroll them. I'm sure there's people on cherry pickers, you know. That, and it was all around the arena. They had something plastered on the press box saying WrestleMania 22, da-da-da-da-da.
You got promoted everywhere the camera is.
Right, you know, they had, the WrestleMania 22 logo on a couple of areas. They had the stage set up. Although the stage set up, even though I thought it was cool, the WrestleMania 20 and 21 was definitely a lot better than WrestleMania 22 stage set up. I mean, they're trying to go for the Windy City look, but it just didn't really, I don't know, it didn't really click with me.
I
mean,
it
was cool, but
because when the people came out, just a little, like the lights were there. Where they're Titantron, I just like the way that looks.
Well, I did too. I thought it would be a little bit nicer looking, and just to me, it looked like they kind of threw it together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was overall the venue looked good. The crowd was pretty much hot all night. There was one boring chant.
And that was, of course, during the Playboy pillow fight.
Yeah, but then after they started ripping each other's clothes off, they stopped chanting boring. But it was a great event, a great pay-per-view, I'm sure that we'll be seeing hopefully a couple of good storylines come out of that.
Okay, we'll take a commercial break. We'll be back, and we're actually going to talk a little bit more about tonight's main event, which I actually have the match listing.
Cool.
And we'll talk a little bit about the history, and then we'll move into title histories because I actually have that too.
Fantastic.
Right. So we'll be right back.
Quiet. Get your duct tape.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the mood that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot, I make them shiver, their knees get weak whenever I'm around. They see me walk, they hear me talk, I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy,
sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
Boy toy,
I'm just a sexy boy,
sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy. Eat your heart out, girl. Hands off the merchandise. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
Boy,
toy. I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
Boy, toy.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back, and now here's something. Saturday night's main event has been on like 15, 20 years. Normally it's on 11:30 evening, where Saturday Night Live is in hiatus. Now, this is the first time I've ever seen this, but they subtitled Saturday Night's main event and called it Screwed.
Yeah.
Screwed. Anyways, the matches, the women's championship match was Trish Stratus, Mickie James,
uh-huh.
And they're against Candice and Victoria.
Yeah, it was a tag match.
Okay. Stone Cold Steve Austin was against JBL.
And a beer drinker.
Yeah, they drank beer, and of course JBL cheated.
He drank not beer?
No, he, what did he do, like...
He was drinking it, but what they did was they set it up, he's like, you're gonna have your back turned the whole time to each other, and you're gonna have the time to go, but JBL's just sitting there drinking it, letting the stuff just run down his shirt. Finally, Stone Cold comes around, he notices, he's like, what are you doing? You're not drinking the beer. Pretty much, it just turned into a brawl after that. Of course, there was a Stone Cold Stunner, and JBL was left on a pile of beer. A puddle of beer, I should say.
Oh, boy. I would be thinking about... Thank beer, that's fruit beer.
No, it was beer. They've done stuff with beer before.
Wow.
They've had a beer truck come in, spray the whole ring down with beer.
Oh, great.
There was... Oh.
I could just imagine it, like, dribbling down, like, after a dental surgery. Getting your teeth worked on is not a good time, it's not a good time to get your teeth worked on right before a wrestling match or before a beer-drinking match.
Neck Riders.
Okay, apparently there was a match scheduled with Booker T versus the Boogeyman, but it was canceled.
Yeah, because Booker T faked an injury. That's how they got Booker T versus Boogeyman and Charmel.
Yeah,
that's what set that up.
Shane versus Shawn Michaels. So Shane McMahon versus Shawn Michaels. And I'm looking at this picture they have here on WWE.com, and it looks like Shane has gained some serious weight, and none of it muscle.
He hasn't been on television in quite some time, so if he had a few Twinkies, I'm sure he did.
He could take that both ways.
His pre-match ritual.
His pre-match. More like the Munchies pre-match ritual. Anyway, oh, and speaking of wrestling, Mega Championship Wrestling happened on April Fool's Day. Was a very good card, and Darren the Dish Davenport now is the full owner of Mega Championship Wrestling, finally.
Okay, we'll get to that in the next segment, but let's finish up here. Also in Saturday Night's main event was John Cena, Triple H, against Kurt Angle, Rey Mysterio, and Randy Orton. You kind of love those handicap tag team matches.
Really, it was the main, that's the match we were talking about, where it's main event versus main event. I didn't see it, but like you said, everybody just beat the crap out of each other, and then Cena finally decided to pin. Who'd he pin?
I think he ended up pinning, I think he got the FU on Randy Orton and pinned him.
So, but yeah, that's what had happened, so.
Okay, so we have some certain main event history.
Okay.
The last one was in 1992.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels takes on the British Bulldog for the Intercontinental Championship, sorry. Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage team up against Money Inc. for the World Tag Team.
Do you remember Money Inc., dude?
No.
It's
Erwin R. Scheister and Ted DiBiase. That was the greatest tag, one of the greatest tag teams ever. Not really, but they were fun to watch. Erwin R. Scheister. What does that spell? IRS.
Okay. Hulk Hogan, now this is February 8th of 92, Hulk Hogan and Sid Justice team up to take on WWE champion, well actually WWF at the time, champion Ric Flair and The Undertaker. Also, Roddy Piper defends his Intercontinental Championship against the Mountie.
You know, I think I remember that match. Was that the one where the Mountie went to shock him and Piper threw off the shirt that said shockproof? Oh, was that Royal Rumble? Oh, okay.
See, because I thought they were both wearing kilt for that match.
No.
I remember a match where Piper and whoever he was against were wearing kilt. I don't remember what that was, though. Although, thank God Piper wears underwear. April 27th, 91. Ultimate Warrior versus Sergeant Slaughter. That must have been Slaughter's final match.
Yeah, Slaughter still wrestles.
Oh, he still wrestles? Damn.
Every once in a while.
That guy has to be somewhere in his late 60s, at least.
No. He's probably getting near 60.
Wow.
He's not older than 60.
Okay. Hulk Hogan
against Intercontinental Champion Mr. Perfect. No, I guess Hulk Hogan was a WWF champion at the time. And it's a 20, and then there was also, oh, they were competing together in a 20-man over the top rope battle royal.
Ooh. Those are always fun, though. Battle royals. I love me some battle royals.
October 13th of 1990, six-man tag team. Ultimate Warrior teams up with Legion of Doom to face Demolition.
I'm sorry for Legion of Doom.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan and Tugboat take on Rhythm and Blues, which was the Honky Tonk Man and, oh, God, what was the other one? Honky Tonk Man and... God, I don't...
Does it say?
No, it just says Rhythm and Blues. It's Honky Tonk Man and... Damn, somebody else...
Slick.
Has
well be. No. Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
July 20th of 90, Ultimate Warrior defends his title against Ravishing Rick Rude. Also, Demolition and the Rockers meet for the World Tag Team Championship.
I miss the Rockers, actually. They had a Rockers reunion almost, about a year ago?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah, it was a year ago to hype up the WrestleMania match between Kurt Angle.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I'll tell you what, man, the Rockers hadn't teamed in years, which was Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. And I'll tell you what, and I've got this, I saved it on my computer, they look like they never missed a beat.
They actually fought that Jannetty was arrested or something. They kept them coming to the match.
No, that was this year. Jannetty has been known to be in and out of jail for various things. Recently with DUIs, they had him come out and like I said, it was a Rockers reunion. And it was a fantastic match. They beat La Resistance. And it was just, it was a great match. They really did a good job with that. And Jannetty looked like he never missed it.
Okay, we skip a little bit into the 1980s. And November 25th, 1989, Andre the Giant versus the Ultimate Warrior for the Intercontinental Championship. And Hulk Hogan as the champion versus the Genius.
The Genius? Lenny Poffo? You serious?
Yep.
Wow, well, I wonder who booked that match.
Now, who is he related to?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Of course. Now, we'll skip to 1988, November 26th. Macho Man defends the championship against Andre the Giant.
Oh, I'm sure he snapped into a Slim Jim.
Someone was bound to say that.
Now, I remember this match, Hacksaw Jim Duggan versus Boris Zukov. Remember all the grandstanding with the flags?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, basically, it became a chant of USA as Hacksaw took apart Boris.
Do you remember remember the last time Hacksaw was on WWE television? That was great. What pay-per-view was that? What was it? That was the Rumble. It was the Rumble. And Hacksaw...
What about that he actually wrestled?
Well, no. When he was just there on TV. Because he went there and called Vito Ho. That's great.
Okay, we'll skip to 1985, November 2nd. Randy Macho Man Savage challenged Tito Santana for the Intercontinental Championship. Now, this is old, because this is before Randy, I guess, started trying for the world title. And Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant team up to go against Big John Studd and King Kong Bundy. This is about WrestleMania 1 is about this time, isn't it?
Yeah, about that. Big John Studd, wow. Yeah, that was probably prior to, I think that was kind of like the two heel main event, you know, heels on the main events versus the faces of the main events to kind of probably spark up that.
Okay, now the first one ever, May 11th, 1985, Cowboy Bob Orton faces Hulk Hogan for the WWF Championship.
Which Bob Orton is Randy's daddy?
Randy Savage's dad?
No. Oh, Randy Orton's dad.
Oh, I didn't know that. For the Women's Championship, Wendy Richter defends against Moolah.
Wow. That's old school. Yeah. Wendy Richter.
Yep.
She was, you know what, for her time, though, she was a really good worker. She really was.
Okay. Now, I think we're going to take a break here.
Okay.
We'll promote a little bit of MCW, and then we're going to go to some WWF, WCW, because I guess they merged the way the titles are listed here.
Kind of. We'll go through the titles.
So we'll take a break when we get back. Titles and MCW.
Okay, we're back, and Jeremy, go ahead and promote MCW.
MCW happened on the 1st of April. We had 8 fantastic matches. I can't remember all of them. Some of the bigger matches of the night, though. Arrow, Chris Cole, and Glenn Spector going at it for the championship in a 3-way dance. And winner and still MCW U.S. champion, Killer Chris Cole. Great match. A lot of fun to watch those guys work. Of course, Chris Cole and Glenn Spector also wrestling in Japan every once in a while. Those guys have been everywhere. The match of the night had to have been the street fight, which was the main event, which I was asked to be the special guest referee. And that pitted Duck Radio's own Darren the Dish Davenport, Brandon X, and Christian Faith, and they went up against Total Anarchy with Fresh Aronson, the former owner and shot caller of Mega Championship Wrestling now. The stipulation in that match was if Team Anarchy won, Darren the Dish Davenport would quit, and if I guess you can say Team Section 8 won, then Fresh would have to give up ownership and full responsibility to Darren the Dish Davenport. That match was a Elyria street fight. And every weapon in the book was used, even the kitchen sink.
We had a kitchen sink.
It was great. We used the kitchen sink. It's on videotape. I think Trez took the kitchen sink. Some blood was spilled. Some bruises were made. Darren the Dish taken some barbed wire to the chest area. More likely, almost took off his nipple.
Ooh.
Christian Faith was always a crazy guy. He's one of the crazier wrestlers in Mega Championship Wrestling. We can never figure him out. He got his arm pretty cut up pretty good. Couple of bruises and bruises and bobos on Brody. He had a nice little shiner at the end of the night on the top of his dome. Some other notable matches, Billy Taylor coming on top of his match. I'm just trying to think of these off the top of my head. The Munchies lost against, who did they face?
I have the list right here.
Do you?
April 1st, April Anarchy is what.
Ah, thank you. Sean Blaze lost to Doublevay. Nick Ritters lost to Marion Fontaine. The perfect team of Disco and Adam Cage took on a team to be named, and that team was the reuniting Club Extreme for the Tag Team Championship belts, and the perfect team finally lost. So your new Tag Team Champions is Club Extreme. When audience said Chris Cole won there. We had 2 newcomers to MCW. They fought a hard battle. It was, I can't remember their names off the top of my head. But it was a great matches for those two guys. It was an all-around great card. There was not a bad match on the card. The crowd was a little bit sitting on their hands. They kind of didn't know what to do when stuff happened, but they were calling for the barbed wire at the end of the night. And I got to special guest referee that match. Oh, here's the you should have scrolled up. Thank you. All right, here we go. Los Scrubs defeated Louis St. Clair and Dave Cruz. Christian Vaughn defeated Billy Taylor. Nick Tatum and Scurry Louie defeated the Munchies. Jason Havoc defeated TJ Cannon. Those are the two guys that I had said earlier, the newcomers. WWE defeated Sean Blaze. Club Extreme defeated the Perfect Team to win the tag team titles. Nick Ritters defeated Marion Fontaine by disqualification. Chris Cole defeated Arrow and Glenn Spector, like we said. And in the Fans Bring the Weapon Street fight, Darren Davenport, Brandon X, and Christian Faith defeated Fresh Aronson and Total Anarchy. And as a result, Aronson lost ownership to MCW. So a good card, and a great show for Mega Championship Wrestling. We will be back here in the Fieldhouse on May 6th. Check it out. There's going to be some hell to pay on some of these matches, and a lot of hype. So www.megacw.com. Sign up on the forums or for the Mega Championship hotline. It is 442-9088. Thank you. There. Jeez. But that's all I've got to say about that. You wanted to talk about championship title histories now?
Well, actually, I was going to say, when he says here, he means Lorain County Community College, 1005 North Abbey Road, Elyria, Ohio, 40035.
You can
reach this radio station for details at
440-366-4801.
Okay. And we'll kick it up to some more WWF, WWE title stuff.
Technically, it's the Wii now.
It's the Wii?
Yes, WWE. Wii.
Wii. Because you had to hold on to the W a little bit longer. Now, we'll stick with the...
See, they should have kept this worldwide. WWE or 3WE.
Right. Well, Vince doesn't like that.
Yeah.
I like the XFL too, and we know all what happened to that.
Because when he took it over from his dad, he cut off a W, right? Yeah. Okay, so...
I was just saying in reference to the radio station in the 70s and 80s, 3WE.
Okay, here's something interesting. There's a 30-year gap here, but apparently Moolah had the women's championship for 30 years.
Yeah, it kind of went defunct for a while, and they didn't have really any women to win it for a while. It was just a lot of guys beating the crap out of each other. But now that it's back, it's had its up moments and down moments since it's been back. I think Jake can agree with me on that.
Yeah, I'm just sick of Trish Stratus.
Well, when Stephanie McMahon's champion, that's not right either, because she's not really a worker.
Well, here's some notable title winners. Of course, Moolah had it for 30 years, starting in 56 to 84, defeated by Wendy Richter. Then we skipped down, and apparently Wendy Richter won it another time after losing, and then Moolah got it back.
Alondra Blaze, or Medusa, had won it.
Yeah, Sherry Martel, Rick Martel's wife, had it for a while.
Nope.
Well, right here.
Yeah, but that's not his wife.
Well, they need to stop sharing the same name then. Blech. Anyway, Alondra Blaze, she had it and lasted three times. Then somehow Sable got it, but it isn't dated here. But then this is 1998 now. I mean, we've already skipped a decade because there was like a five-year gap between Rock and Robin losing it to whoever, eventually Heidi Lee Morgan having it, for Alondra Blaze to win it, to lose it, to win it again, to lose it. To win it again. Jacqueline won it from Sable in 98. Sable won it back. Deborah won it from Sable. Ivory won it from Deborah. Moolah won it back, I don't know how, and back in 99. And by this time... It was,
that was in Cleveland, too. I remember that.
That is 40. That makes her about 60 years old at this point.
Moolah and Mae Young are very old.
Yeah. Then we get back, Ivory, the cat. Jacqueline eventually gets it from the cat.
Oh.
Stephanie McMahon has it.
No, and then Hervina won it.
Yeah.
Which is Harvey Whippleman posing as a woman.
That was weird.
Yeah.
So Stephanie McMahon loses to Jacqueline. Lita, Ivory, China, all each get a shot. And I remember when China had it. Trish Stratus gets it from Jazz, who I guess... See, it doesn't explain how Trish lost it and how China lost it, but
actually, that was I think that's when China had the fallout with the Wii.
So we're going to call it the week now for sure. Basically, the belt changes between Trish and Jazz for a while. Molly Holly, I remember that. It was a WrestleMania match, I believe.
I was in Cologne.
2002, yeah.
I don't think that was WrestleMania, though.
I remember it being a huge match.
It was a huge match, but I don't think it was WrestleMania.
Trish gets it back. Victoria then grabs it from Mara, and then Trish gets it back again. Then Jazz gets it back.
Yeah.
Molly Holly gets it back after winning it from Gail Kim, who won it from Jazz. Victoria gets it from Molly Holly. Trish gets it again. Then Lita. Then Trish. Then now Mickie James. Oh, yeah, was that? Yep. So.
That was last night. I'm glad that Mickie James won it. I think she deserves it. She's a very good wrestler.
Okay. And I'm debating on... Well, here's World Heavyweight Championship, which is one of the newer belts, the WWF.
Well, it's the old WCW belt.
Yeah, but they only dated since 2002 for some reason, because everything else seemed to merge.
They just handed it over to Triple H.
Yeah. Triple H got it, of course. Then Shawn Michaels won it. Triple H got it back. Goldberg won it. Triple H got it. Chris Benoit, Randy Orton. Triple H had it twice in a row after getting it from Randy Orton. I don't understand why they would list him twice. Go figure. Batista gets it. I remember that. Kurt Angle, and then now Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, Batista held it for almost a year until he tore one of his muscles thanks to Mark Henry, the unsafe. Never mind.
Now talk about old school. We got the U.S. Championship, and guess the first name on it, Paul Jones. Or no, Johnny Weaver, and then Harley Race. So that's old. Harley Race, Johnny Valentine. I don't remember Johnny Valentine. It's not the Valentine I remember.
Ooh, Mr. Terry Funk.
This is back in 75, by the way.
Yep.
Eventually, Paul Jones, Blackjack Mulligan in 76.
Which was inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yeah, Paul Jones and Blackjack traded back and forth the title. 77, Bobo Brazil. He's a clown.
Wow. I like the name, by the way.
Yeah.
Bobo.
Now, this is when I start watching. Well, now I guess they would be when I start watching. Ric Flair gets it in 78 from Mr. Wrestling. Yes, the most generic name ever. Ricky the Steamboat.
If Jeff was here, he'd probably kill you.
Yeah. Why? Who was Mr. Wrestling?
That was one of the greater gimmicks in the at the time.
Yeah. So Ricky the Steamboat and Ric Flair switch back and forth. Jimmy Snuka eventually gets it in 79. Ric Flair gets it back. Roddy Piper gets it from Ric Flair. Wahoo McDaniel gets it from Roddy Piper.
Wahoo.
Okay, so somebody was setting up for a good career, and then somehow Sergeant Slaughter steamrailed that one, because somehow, see, now it goes Wahoo lost it to Ricky, and then Sergeant Slaughter got it, but Wahoo got it back. What a name, Wahoo.
Well, he was a Native American.
Okay. Yeah, that's stereotypical. I guess nowadays
back in the day, they did it and people loved it. Now people get offended.
So the Sergeant Slaughter and Wahoo switched back and forth for a couple of years. In 82, Greg the Hammer Valentine gets it from Wahoo. Roddy Piper from Greg. Back to Greg. It's just like a soccer game. Dick Slater, I've never heard of this guy. He grabs it. Then Ricky the Steamboat gets it off him. Wahoo McDaniel has it. And I guess he beat Ricky the Steamboat and Manny Fernandez, who both challenged him. Then, and I guess 1985, Magnum T.A. was on the air. So this guy is called Magnum T.A. He gets it from Wahoo. Then Tully Blanchard. Then Magnum T.A. gets it back. Nikita Karloff gets it.
Koloff,
sorry. Because I, the old actor Karloff. Lex Luger, finally somebody I actually know, gets it back. Dusty Rhodes gets it off him.
Now let me tell you something. If you are one of you with title from Lex Luger in Chicago in 87, I'm going to tell you something, Daddy. It was a great match, if you will. I bled like a stuck pig.
Okay, so,
then I got sick.
And then I got Sapphire, baby.
So we'll skip ahead. Actually, Lex Luger getting it like four times. Sting takes it from
the singer
Steve Austin.
Oh. Stunning Steve Austin, which is the same Steve Austin as Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Interesting that he had the belt before he became his current persona.
Well, because it was for another promotion called WCW.
That's right, they merged these, duh. Rick Rude grabs it from Sting. Dustin Rhodes gets it after beating Rick Rude and Ricky the Steamboat. Mm-hmm. That's back in 93. Austin gets it back from Dustin Rhodes. Ricky the Steamboat gets it from Austin. Jim Duggan gets it from Austin. How the hell, are they booking it for my... I don't know.
It was probably a gauntlet match or something.
Could be. Steve Austin gets it back from nobody.
Yeah, it looks like it was on the same day, too.
94. It was some type of tournament. Vader, remember him. Big guy.
Big man Vader.
Yeah, beat Duggan for it. Sting
what
beat
time
men.
Is it Vader time?
Yeah, it's 1995. Kensuke Sasaki.
Kensuke.
Ah, he defeats Sting, but then One Man Gang defeats him. Then Conan defeats One Man Gang. Ric Flair beats Conan. Eddie Guerrero defeats DDP back in 96. Yeah, this is WCW here we're talking. Malenko loses it from, or gets it from Guerrero. Jeff Garrett, or Jarrett, gets it from Malenko. Steve McMichaels gets it from, it's just messed up right here. Kurt Hennig, Diamond Dallas Page, Raven gets it from Diamond Dallas Page. Goldberg from Raven.
I remember that match.
Goldberg first came out. Yeah, that was an awesome match.
That was when he was on huge. I think that was his 100th match, and he won it.
Bret Hart gets it from DDP, and we're now 1998. Lex Luthor, Bret Hart switch back and forth. Diamond Style Page throws in. Bret Hart gets it back. Roddy Piper defeats Bret Hart. When did Bret Hart retire? Is this about this time?
99? Yeah.
The last match was against Goldberg when he had a meal kick to the head.
Yeah.
So, David Flair, I guess that's Rick's son, right?
Yes, that is
He
Rick's
gets
son.
It, but it doesn't define who, so I have to assume some type of cheating. Chris Benoit gets it from David Flair. Sid Vicious from Chris Benoit. Goldberg, Bret Hart, Scott Hall, Chris Benoit, Jeff Jarrett, Scott Steiner, Lance Storm, Terry Funk gets it in 2000.
Of course he wins at Amarillo.
He grabbed it from Lance Storm. Lance Storm gets it back. Loses it to General Rection? Oh, that's kind of funny.
That was, you remember the Misfits in Action?
Oh, my God.
It had General Rection, G.I. Bro,
Lieutenant Loco.
Lieutenant Loco. And what was, Major Guns.
So Lance Storm and the Rection switch back and forth. Shane Douglas grabs it. Rick Steiner. Booker T grabs it, and I think this is his first time here in 2001. Canyon grabs it in 2001.
Who better than Canyon, everybody?
Tajiri gets it from Canyon. Rhino from Tajiri. Kurt Angle, his first time, 2001. This is October. Edge gets it from Angle. Guerrero Eddie gets it from Chris Benoit. The Big Show from Guerrero.
Cena won it from Show. That was WrestleMania 20.
Oh, there's the clips of this. So if you go to WWE.com, you can check out the clips. Booker T, John Cena, Carlito, John Cena, Orlando Jordan, Chris Benoit, Booker T, Chris Benoit, and now, JBL.
Boo.
Yeah, so. So those are the big titles that they have promoted here on the website. I mean, you can actually check all the titles out on WWE.com.
Yeah, they have pretty much all the histories. If you really want to check that out, it's a good piece of history that you should know.
And to wrap it up, don't forget to check out MegaCW.com for, of course, the Mega Championship Wrestling. And thank you for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week when we will not be here. We'll be here. You want to listen because we're paying you. You know, check your mail.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.